So let's talk about caregivers, because they're like the unsung heroes of mental health support, right? I mean, these are the people who are always there, day in and day out, making sure their loved ones have what they need, emotionally, physically, you name it.
Absolutely. Caregivers often occupy an indispensable role, not just in the lives of those they care for, but in the mental health system as a whole. It's their unwavering presence that can make all the difference during recovery, and indeed, in sustaining long-term stability.
Right, and the thing is, it's not just about like reminding someone to take their meds or checking in with them. It's also about creating a safe space, you know, a space where someone feels seen, supported, and not judged. That's huge when it comes to healing.
It absolutely is. The stability and reassurance a caregiver provides can help mitigate some of the overwhelming uncertainty that comes with mental health challenges. There's something profoundly impactful about someone simply being there, invested in another's well-being.
You know, this actually reminds me of my aunt. She's been a caregiver for as long as I can remember. She looks after people in our community who deal with mental health issues, helping them with everything from appointments to just being someone to talk to. And I've seen firsthand how much she's changed people's lives. It's incredible.
That's remarkable, Ruby. It sounds like she's made a significant impact, not only on individuals, but potentially on the community as a whole. Caregivers like your aunt often build a sense of connection and trust that forms the foundation for recovery and resilience.
Exactly. It's like she's this constant for people when everything else feels so uncertain. And watching her, I realized it's not about having all the answers. It's about showing up, you know, consistently, with compassion.
Yes, showing up is indeed half the battle. And that compassion, as you say, often transcends the purely practical aspects of caregiving. It fosters an environment where recovery becomes possible, where individuals feel grounded and supported.
And it's wild, Eric, because when you think about it, caregivers aren't always recognized for what they do. Like, their influence on recovery is massive, but it's such a behind-the-scenes role.
Indeed, it's quietly pivotal. But as vital as their contribution is, there's an urgency to also consider the toll it takes on them, the caregivers themselves. The physical, emotional, and often financial demands can be profoundly challenging.
Yeah, and I guess that's where it gets tricky, huh? Because like they're putting everyone else first, but who's looking out for them? You know, it's not just about how much they give to others. Caregiving can take a huge toll on a person physically, emotionally, even financially, right? And we don't talk enough about how that impacts the caregivers themselves.
Precisely. Caregivers often find themselves juggling multiple responsibilities, managing their professional lives, family obligations, and, of course, the intensive care they're providing. It creates this enormous pressure, which, if not addressed, can lead to burnout.
Exactly. And it's like this constant cycle. You're so busy making sure someone else is okay that before you even realize it, you're the one barely hanging on. It's overwhelming.
Yes, and the stress manifests in various ways. There are the physical impacts, fatigue, headaches, even more serious health issues over time. Then there's the emotional toll, anxiety, a persistent sense of inadequacy, and let's not forget, feelings of isolation that many caregivers report.
Oh, totally. You're like so busy caring for someone else that you can feel completely cut off from, you know, like your own support system.
Precisely, and that's why self-care is critical. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Exercise, for instance, can be incredibly beneficial, not just for physical health, but mental clarity as well. Nutrition plays a significant role too, as does ensuring adequate sleep, though I know that can often feel elusive for caregivers.
It's tough though, isn't it? Like telling a caregiver to take time for themselves can feel almost impossible, you know?
Indeed, which is where mindfulness and other small but impactful strategies can make a tangible difference. I remember a period when I too felt overwhelmed. Responsibilities were mounting, and it felt as though there wasn't enough time in the day. It wasn't until I began practicing mindfulness, starting with just 5-minute sessions, that I found myself feeling more anchored, more capable of navigating the challenges.
That's such a good point. And it's like those small moments, even if it's just taking a few deep breaths or, I don't know, just stepping outside for a bit, they can really help reset everything.
Absolutely. These practices serve as reminders that while caregiving is undoubtedly important, taking care of oneself is equally critical. After all, you can't pour from an empty cup, as they say.
Right. And it's all about finding those little ways to like recharge, even if it's just snatching a quiet minute here and there. But yeah, caregivers can't and shouldn't do it all alone, which brings us to something super important. Exactly, Eric. Like we were saying, it's not something we can do all alone. I remember when I first started caregiving, the idea of leaning on others felt almost selfish, like, this is my responsibility, I shouldn't need help. But then I joined this support group, and honestly, it completely changed how I saw things.
That's interesting, Ruby. What was it about the group that changed things for you?
It was like hearing other people's stories made me realize I wasn't alone. We were all in it together, you know? There was this one person who said something like, being a caregiver doesn't mean being a martyr. And I mean, wow, mind blown. It just hit me. You can't do this all by yourself. You shouldn't.
Indeed, and that sense of shared experience is invaluable. Feeling less isolated can help caregivers frame their roles in healthier ways. Setting boundaries, for instance, becomes less about failing and more about sustaining their capacity to care over time.
Exactly. And that word, boundaries, it came up a lot. Like sometimes saying no or stepping back isn't just okay, it's essential. And you know what? It doesn't make you any less of a caregiver. Honestly, it makes you better at it.
I quite agree. Support networks, whether formal or informal, can provide that extra layer of resilience. That might mean friends and family, or even community groups. It's about building a web of people who can not only step in when needed, but also remind caregivers they're not alone in this journey.
Totally. And Eric, I think that's the missing piece for so many caregivers. They're just carrying it all quietly. But having someone to share even a tiny piece of that burden, it changes everything.
It does indeed. And these networks don't just support the caregivers. They also strengthen the overall care system for those receiving support. A well-supported caregiver is better equipped to provide the compassion and consistency their role demands.
Right. And honestly, I hope everyone listening realizes just how crucial it is to reach out, build that support system, and not be afraid to, you know, ask for help when you need it. It's not just okay, it's necessary.
Well said, Ruby. Caregiving is challenging, yes, but it's also deeply human. By embracing both the support of others and the art of setting boundaries, we can ensure that caregivers thrive alongside those they care for.
And on that note, I think we're all reminded that caregiving isn't just about giving. It's about connecting, showing up, and leaning on others when we need to. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Beyond the Label.
Yes, thank you. Stay kind to yourselves. And as always, take care. We'll see you next time.